Welcome, welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Hollywood Pileup with your girl, DJ Stax, here at radio.dominican.edu. Now, let's start off with some news. I hope y'all had a wonderful weekend and got to relax. We're getting ready to reach the final leg in the semester, so keep going, everybody. Don't start slacking off. We're almost there. And I know it's hard to concentrate when all you want to do is just be outside and enjoy the wonderful weather. I mean, especially today. And it's supposed to be getting nice and warm this week too, so that'll be nice. Speaking of some things that are getting warmer, there's a juicy story that I am dying to tell y'all. Now for today's segment, Shade. Yeah, that's right. You know, my favorite segment. Well, one of them. We spoke about this celebrity a week or two ago, maybe. And I'll give y'all a hint. That's all I'm going to say for right now. Comedy Central roast. I'll give you a little moment to think. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about nobody else but the Biebs. Now, we thought he was on the road to redemption, but it seems like he's backtracked a bit. We know that the Biebs isn't buddy buddies with many celebrities, and in fact, there's hella people that don't like him. And now another person has been added to that list. I have a feeling that the song called I Don't F With You is gonna have a part two coming soon. Now on April 8th, Ariana Grande had Justin perform with her for their single As Long As You Love Me for the honeymoon tour in Inglewood. And spectators said that during the middle of the song, Justin faced Ariana while singing their romantic song, and all of a sudden he puts his arm around her from behind. So keep in mind, yeah, kind of funny, but not really. Not if you are Big Sean, because according to him, he was not happy. He was not having it. Now, that was really crazy because Ariana visibly looked uncomfortable during, you know, the couple second embrace. And yes, although it was a couple seconds, it was still, she was just not having it. And I mean, Big Sean, he wasn't having it either. Now, keep in mind that he was in the audience when this happened. Talk about some real shade. Now, he tweeted a simple wow, followed by another tweet stating, "This kid is about to learn not to touch my girl like that. Believe that." Now, the tweet has since been deleted by Big Sean, but of course, there was hella screenshots of the warning slash threat going around on the internet. So, if I was the Biebs, then I would probably maintain my distance. I would not want to have a piece of that because I would think that I'd get my butt kicked by Big Sean. And I mean, they're both pretty slender guys, but still, I would, no. I would just back off. If I'm getting tweets like that, nope. Not having it. Not going to be the cause of more drama. Now, does anybody remember a troubled redhead? She was a child actress by the name of Lindsay Lohan. Well, it seems that not so long ago, she was on every channel. She was making headlines, getting into trouble with the law. But now, it looks like she's still getting trouble. This time, though, by her mama, Dina Lohan. Her mom planned to get rid of all of her daughter's stuff in an online flea market. Hey, aka maybe something like a Craigslist. I don't know. Maybe they do something a little bit classier. Lindsay fights back and she says, oh, hell no. And she threatens to call the cops on her mom because, according to her, she hasn't given permission for her stuff to be sold. And her mom's just going to go out and throw out her stuff. And we saw Lindsay Lohan's junk, or should I say maybe treasure, during the Oprah Winfrey docuseries, in which she had a hard time moving to New York because she had a bunch of stuff and she even had to leave some of that stuff behind in her mom's house, which she's now trying to sell. Now, you ask where the shade is. Well, let me tell you, Lindsay is going as far as saying that her mom is broke and needs some cash. And what better way to make money than to sell furniture, art, and other things owned by Lindsay Lohan? Hey, I would not want my stuff sold, but if I'm going to make some big bank out of that, then hell yeah, why not? And Lindsay was already mad at her mom for making a deal with celebrity Big Brother in the UK, because she wanted to be the only Lohan in England, hence why she left the States. Lindsay also felt the need to move across the pond to get better, and also feels like her mom is a bad influence for her since she's trying to recover. Yes, she's still trying to recover. And she has fled so many places now, and she still doesn't feel like she's fully there yet. So she moved from LA to New York, and then New York to, you know, England now. So what's next? She might as well go and make a trip around the world and hopefully get some zen in her life, because the girl is not having it. Now, there's also some other news, something super shady that I think is really, really funny. So you guys remember Rebel Wilson, also known as Fat Amy on Pitch Perfect. So she threw some major, major shade aimed at Victoria's Secret. Now, we've all seen the ads. We've seen the runway show, which, by the way, it's probably mainly the guys who make up the audience views. So she showed up to the MTV Movie Awards this weekend wearing large feather wings, black leather leggings, and a totally like blinged out bra. Once she turned around, the public got a nice view of her booty, you know, with the word saying "think" written on her pants. And fellas, I'm sure you're familiar with the word "pink" written on ladies' butts, because let's be honest, what guy isn't gonna look at a girl's butt, you know, wearing those tight gym pants, those yoga pants, you know? Everywhere I go, I see them at the gym, you know, walking down the street, you see pink written on butts. So this was a cool twist that Rebel Wilson, she put a little spin on it and writing "think." So she wrote the word "think" because she's saying that, you know, it's important for women to embrace all types of bodies. And she said that there's a bunch of different girls in the group. So this is when she's talking about Pitch Perfect. And she says, "We're called the Bellas, which means beautiful. And we have a whole bunch of different girls in the group who are all different shapes, sizes, and nationalities. I think one of the good messages in the movies is that you are all beautiful. And sometimes girls look at Victoria's Secret models and think they have to be models themselves. But I don't really think that's the best. Even though they're called models, they're not the best people to model themselves after. And I'd like to encourage other girls to think that way, which is why I put the word "think" on my butt. It's about what's up here," and she points to her head, "not what's down here," pointing to her bum. So there you have it. She totally, you know, rocked it at the MTV Movie Awards. And the designer of her, you know, ensemble was also the designer for Lady Gaga, Madonna, and this is a designer from Dubai. So she was asked also about how heavy the wings are, because as you may or may not know, the Victoria's Secret angel wings are apparently very, very heavy. Some say that they're up to like 50 pounds, which is, you know, pretty heavy if you're just carrying that on your back. And she's saying that she had trouble, you know, not knocking people down on the floor. Pretty cool. Pretty ballsy move from Rebel Wilson. But of course, we can't expect anything less of her. That's the way she is. She's had some incredible roles in movies and even on TV now. So I think she's become a household name, and she has become a positive female role model for many young girls out there. And it just goes to show that, yeah, you don't have to be a size zero in order to make it, especially in Hollywood, where it's such a cutthroat business. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take a quick break, but stay tuned. You are listening to The Hollywood Pileup with your girl Stex here at radio.dominican.edu. Get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney. The lawyers couldn't stop the slaughter of them pockets, had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space. I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20k a day. That is eating good. Like an infant on a double D, just getting drunk, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy up. Better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So.
Unless that somebody's me, I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're higher than that. Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit. No makeup on, that's my sugar.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Love, love, love that song by Maroon 5. Oh my gosh, have you guys seen the video? The video is amazing. I was like, wow, this is such a cute video. The theme of it was so nice because Maroon 5 goes on to like surprise everybody. Well, not everybody, but surprise couples during their wedding day. And they totally just set up a whole like stage and lights and everything while, you know, the wedding is going on. And the bride and groom have no idea what is going on. And so it's just a really cool video. So if you guys should check it out on there. And welcome back to the Hollywood Pileup. I know that you guys were just dying to hear the latest gossip. Yes, today we will be talking about the story that's been making headlines everywhere. I've seen this story as soon as I logged into my Yahoo. I saw it on Google and I saw it even in like the Spanish television shows. And a bunch of things, you know, were coming up on like Facebook and Instagram. And if you have not guessed what story it is, it's of a legend, number one, and the Canadian rappers PDA at Coachella. Yes, we are talking about Drake and Madonna's kiss. So, but first, we will give you the latest scoop on the latest of hashtag rich people problems. Now, people are hella mad at Mariah Carey. Why? Well, you're gonna find out pretty soon. So she released the new cover for her number one To Infinity album. Yeah, so beat that, Drake. Get out of here with your 0 to 100 real quick, because she's saying that she's been number one and will be to infinity. Pretty funny. Now, little disclaimer, she didn't actually say that. I'm just interpreting what I think she might have said. So, but people aren't mad for that reason. Instead, they're mad because Mariah is almost unrecognizable in that cover. You know, she clearly looks like she's in her mid-20s and not in the mid-40s like she is now. And she also looks a lot slimmer than what she currently is. Now, Mariah Carey's new album cover is honestly beyond photoshopped. People were commenting on her Instagram posts saying shop to half her size. And people, you know, some people didn't care. Others did. Some people said, I will buy this album, you know, appreciating you as a legend. Listening to your music every day makes me so happy. Don't care about Photoshop. You sell your voice and you're not a model, not a cover girl. So I don't care about that. You still try to make your fans happy. I love you, Mariah, and good luck, and I hope you come to Indonesia again. So that's just what one of Mariah's fans said about the new album cover. And I do agree that she isn't buying, or she's not selling, you know, her outer beauty. She's actually is selling her voice. So I thought it was a really great message. Goes along with the story we just covered on Rebel Wilson on, you know, women's figures and women's self-esteem. So I think that's important, but I also do think that it's important not to try and cover up and make yourself look perfect when in reality you're not. Now, we even talked about this with the Beyonce pictures of her fans when they were super mad because, you know, the pictures for the CoverGirl ad were photoshopped. Now, this goes back to this story and about Photoshop. So point is, you are beautiful. So she is totally gorgeous, even in her late 40s. And, you know, so why try to downplay that, or why try to cover that up? You know, like, we all know that she's good looking. So I don't think there's a point in trying to just cover that up. Why not embrace it and let your fans out there know that, hey, you know, it's okay to be this size, you know, because you can still be beautiful. So we'll see how that goes for her. And, you know, other people were sticking up for her, you know, her fans, diehard fans, because they're saying, can we please stop bashing this beautiful singer and mother of twins? All the model singers have their pictures photoshopped too these days, and it's kind of norm. So can we please let this beautiful lady singer mother a break? And we all age, and Mariah just wants to look good for all her fans. Let's love our girl, not tear her down, please. Now, some other folks were saying how similar her new cover is to the previous ones. So they compared four pictures. So this was Mariah Carey's number one to infinity album. There was also Mariah Carey number one's album. There was the Fantasy album cover and the Emancipation of Mimi cover. Now they are all done with this, you know, pose while they're standing, while she's standing up and, you know, grabbing her hips, or like, you know, her arms are folded in a certain way. She has sort of a wide stance, and she is in the center of the cover with, you know, her long legs, because we know that she has nice legs. So people were like, what the heck? Why do these pictures all look the same? But hey, maybe she has a theme going on. Maybe she just wanted it that way. I personally like them. I don't see anything wrong with them. She has had a couple of them in black and white and a couple of them in color. So, hey, let the girl be. Now, this ties into our rich people problems, because, you know, you're going to be photoshopping your body, yes, but you can also choose to work out. But if she doesn't, then it's all good. It's all good. Now, for the story that you've all probably been waiting for, the headline, oh my gosh. Let's talk about Madonna, and let's talk about Drake. Huh. Now, when I think of them individually, I don't think of them together, or even like remotely being or having a relationship. But she totally gave Drake a surprise performance at Coachella, and in a previous interview that she has said, she said to Us Weekly that a lifelong ambition that she still wants to fulfill is to go on a dream date with Drake and only kiss him. Now, by the looks of the video, I'm not sure that's all she wants to do, honestly, because she is totally above him. So he's sitting in a chair in the middle of the stage. She goes towards his mouth and is like, sticks down her throat, or his throat. Yeah, she sticks her tongue down his throat, and they are like on a full French kiss embrace. I am sure that if she had gum in her mouth, she probably passed it down to Drake, because that is how their kiss went. And it was funny because Drake tries to grab her hair and, you know, trying to make it a little bit more than what it is. And Madonna was not having it. She was like, nope, get your hands out of the hair. So this was made when she did a cameo during Drake's performance on Sunday. And it was so crazy. So this happened, though, because Drake introduced Madonna. Of course, if you've all heard Drake's album, if you're reading this, it's too late. You know that he has a song titled Madonna, and she entered. That was her cue. So she wore a gold grill. I don't know if y'all have seen her grill, but she has been pretty open about it. She's actually worn it to a couple of award shows, and she had a shirt on that said Big As Madonna, which is a line from Drake's song, you know, on her chest. And then she also performed two of her songs, Human Nature and Hung Up. Hung Up, by the way, is like my jam, because I think that's just a song that gets you going. And I really like that one. But the surprising thing was that Drake looked as if he wasn't having a good time. He honestly looked like he was disgusted by the kiss that was just given to him by Madonna. Now, and I think that even this kiss, like, totally tops the one that she had with Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, you know, back in the day. I'm sure that you have all seen it or heard of it. But I was like, what the heck? And it was so funny because apparently some cameras caught Drake, you know, wiping his mouth and telling the crowd like, what the F just happened? And then Madonna shouted, of course, like she does, I'm Madonna B, and left the stage. It was pretty funny. So after that, Drake posts a picture, you know, of him wiping his mouth and, you know, on the stage with Madonna. And he says, moments to write home about. Maybe he's going to be writing a new song about Madonna, because I'm sure this is an experience he won't forget. And I'm sure it's an experience that she won't forget, because she even wrote on Instagram. She said, no caption necessary, at Coachella. Hashtag best night. Hashtag big as Madonna. Hashtag I Madonna. And she also Instagrammed a picture of Drake's reaction saying, don't touch the hair, lol. But I guess she deleted the picture afterwards. Pretty cool though. I mean, you know, we know that Madonna is totally into younger men. And she says, she speaks about this pretty openly. She says, most men my age are married with children. They're not dateable. I'm a very adventurous person, and I also have a crazy life. I'm a single mother. I have 4 children. I mean, you have to be pretty open-minded and adventurous to want to step in my world. So this is what she told the New York Daily News. And she also said, people who are older and more set in their ways are probably not as adventurous as someone younger. So, hey, if you are below the age of what? She's probably like 50-something. Then I'm sure that you can catch a date with Madonna. I mean, I'm sure she won't just settle for anyone. She sounds pretty picky, honestly. But hey, who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be picky if you're Madonna? You can probably get any guy that you want. And just have him at your personal, you know, disposal. So, we'll see. I'm sure that this story is going to continue on getting some attention, you know, from the media and everybody. It's just, the event was just so strange. It was just strange. It was like funny and strange just because of Drake's reaction. And I love Drake, but I'm sure that he's probably going to make another song. And it's, yeah, cool. Now, we are also going to be talking about another legend, and I'm not sure if you guys remember, but J-Lo, she actually wore a green Versace gown for, I think it was the MTV Movie Awards a couple of years back, but if you Google it, if you go Google search J-Lo green dress, we can see what happens, and it'll be of a picture of her, you know, just almost flashing everybody. She is like almost flashing her goods out there. And she also did this recently, this weekend, when she almost flashed her goodies, you know, down there, and saying that she wants like a small part of Google's earnings, you know, from the image search. And this was from the years back of that green dress that she wore on the red carpet. And J-Lo looked comfortable when she was getting ready for the MTV Movie Awards. And she, you know, of course, was glammed to the gods with her makeup done. She had her accessories on, but she still had to put on her dress, which she said, MTV Movie Awards, almost ready, hashtag Versace, Versace, Versace. And she later then put on a blue Versace dress, of course, because I'm sure that she loves that designer. And now she wants a cut from that money, because she's saying that it's the most popular search quest that they have gotten for Google. And yeah, this is what the Google chairman, the executive chairman of Google, has to say. At the time, it was the most popular search query we had ever seen. But we had no surefire way of getting users exactly what they wanted. And then he wrote, semicolon, J-Lo wearing that dress. Google image search was born. So I'm sure that this is how Google image search, you know, came about. And let's give thanks to J-Lo, because she was, let's say she's somewhat of a pioneer now for making this happen. Imagine what would have happened if we didn't have Google image. What would the world be? I have no idea. But, you know, she also told E! News that she's disappointed because she didn't receive anything from her contribution. She says, I'm a little bit upset about it. I'm sure Versace's in on it as well. So, she said she wanted a little bit, just a small part. But she said she only wants something small, a truck full of money. Now, that is something to want. I'm sure that she would give Versace a cut from that, or I'm sure that, you know, they would both make a good amount of money. Come on, Google is one of the richest companies out there, so why not get you some money? Why not? And I think that she might have been the one to actually break the internet before Kim Kardashian. So let's give thanks to J-Lo for, let's give thanks, you know, for making that, for making that come true. Yes, an applause, a round of applause for her. She totally earned it. Now we are going to take another quick break, but keep on listening to the Hollywood Pileup with your girl DJ Stax here at radio.dominican.edu.
It's magic. Cause I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being used. So we live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night. It made us believe it was only us.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Hollywood Pileup. You're listening to this show on radio.dominican.edu. Now, let's talk about some rappers, because not candy rappers, but hip-hop rappers. Now, many of you should know that when it comes to mainstream music, all you really hear is the music. You know, you don't really get to know the background of an artist, and a lot of people don't know that many artists are in fact educated. And what I mean by educated is that many famous rappers actually have a college degree or some sort of higher education. Now, I stumbled across an article talking about J. Cole, as you may or may not know, but I love J. Cole. He is also my boo. Yes, I have many boos. And, you know, he's originally from North Carolina. He is a chart-topping artist, honestly, because his music is just super, super dope. Love, love, love all his music. And he is signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation label. He also has his own, you know, record company titled Dreamville Records. And, you know, he's also released two, you know, highly successful albums, Cole World, The Sideline Story, and Born Sinner. Oh my gosh, you have to hear those two albums. Amazing. Now, he's also attended St. John's University in New York City. And, you know, when he was on a basketball and an academic scholarship, he also graduated with high honors, and he has a communication and business degree, so that's pretty cool. And a lot of people don't know that. And it's funny though that it's taken him almost 8 years to get his diploma from St. John's University. Now, he hasn't, you know, he didn't receive his diploma, or he didn't get to actually get it, because he says, "I owed money for a library book that I didn't turn in," he admitted. He doesn't know what title it was, but apparently even one vanishing book cost him his degree. Now, if you have any outstanding fee that translates to money, there's a price associated with it. I never paid. That's why I don't have my degree. Now, last Thursday night, there was a green room at J. Cole's show at St. John's, and in which Dr. Julia Upton, she was the former provost and professor of the Discover New York class, she actually presented J. Cole with his diploma after 8 years. Now, I have a little bit of a conspiracy, and I'm thinking that he only got his diploma because he is who he is now. I'm thinking that had he not been a successful rapper like he is now, had he not been wealthy, this probably wouldn't have happened. I'm thinking that, hey, they're saying, hey, this is J. Cole. He has sold, you know, thousands and thousands of albums now. I'm sure he has bank, you know, especially signed onto Jay-Z's, you know, Roc Nation label, because let's be honest, Jay-Z is, you know, freaking hella wealthy. And I think this is just a good way for them to say, hey, like, J. Cole, make some donations, you know, give back to your school, which I don't think that he had a problem with. I just think it's a little, you know, ridiculous that you're really going to be held up 8 years and not receive your diploma, especially being in the highest honors that you have, you know, just for a simple book. Like, yes, you should be responsible for, you know, for returning your books, but dang, really, come on. That, I think that was just a step taken a little too far. And I'm really happy as to where he is now, because it just goes to show that, hey, you don't have to be just a rapper. You don't have to be just that person. You can also, you know, strive for the success, in a traditional way, but if you feel like that's not the way that you want to go, then okay, then, you know, go off and venture off into music or anything else. Now, I'm going to list a couple more rappers who also have, you know, a college education. Now, this is Christopher Bridges, also known as Ludacris, Luda. He's, you know, he's totally talented. He's had 8 albums already. He's also been on Fast and the Furious. As you've seen before, he was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, before, you know, taking a leap into rap music, he attended Georgia State University and got his degree in music management, which is cool because he actually had a radio show with Lala Anthony. I don't know if you guys are familiar with her, but she's Carmelo Anthony's wife now. And they both started out, you know, in the South with a radio show. And it's cool to see how far, you know, you can get. And it's nice to look back and say, like, yeah, you know, like, I worked so hard for this and now I have accomplished this dream. Now, there's also Lavelle Crump, also known as David Banner. Gosh, that takes me to, oh my gosh, that takes me to, like, the early 2000s when you hear, you know, David Banner on the radio. Now, he's not only a rapper, but he's also a producer, and he's from Mississippi. You know, he has tons of street cred, you know, especially in the rap community. And he's also signed and produced a lot of songs for Southern rappers, you know, like T.I. So that's pretty cool. And he was also academically, you know, dedicated to his studies. And he graduated from the Southern University with a business degree. And even while he was in college, he was the president of the Student Governor Association, and he even tried to pursue a master's degree in education at the University of Maryland, but at that time he just chose to, you know, pursue music as a full-time thing. Pretty cool. Now, the next rapper is Chuck D. He is, you know, somebody who is a little bit older now in the hip-hop community, and this was in the late 80s and early 90s with his group Public Enemy, which had, you know, Flava Flav. Many people, I think, just know him because of his show on MTV, but a lot of people don't know that he has, you know, that he was a part of Public Enemy, a famous rap group. And, you know, he also has a very strong political and cultural empowerment theme. And it's very different than the music that, you know, we hear now today. He also is a college graduate. He graduated from Adelphi University with a graphic design degree, which is cool because you go into a certain field and, you know, you just don't know what life is going to have in store for you. You may go into, you know, school for engineering or math or science or whatever, and you come out and you're like a rapper. Totally cool. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but Ryan Leslie is also total smarty. He is an accomplished singer and rapper, but he's also written songs for Beyonce, Kanye West, and even Britney Spears. He's super, super duper popular. And he actually graduated from Harvard University at the age of 19. Yeah, at the age of 19, he already had his degree. Super, super duper cool. And he has that degree in government and a concentration on macroeconomics. And at his ceremony, he was chosen by Harvard to get the male orator, you know, by the graduating class. So that's a huge honor. Huge, huge honor. Now, another famous rapper, oh my gosh, love his music. This is Talib Kweli. And he's originally from Brooklyn. He loves hip-hop. He writes about this hip-hop. And he is just a super-duper passionate person. You know, especially when it comes to the music and the genre. I think that he is a groundbreaking artist, honestly, because he doesn't speak just about money and hoes and, you know, stuff that we hear now that's super mainstream. No, he in fact he's the son of two educators. So his mom was an English professor and his dad was a university admin. And, you know, they totally instilled in him that knowledge is power. And when you can spread that power, you can spread that knowledge through your music, then, you know, you're giving a piece of yourself to everybody for the world to hear. And he graduated from New York University with a degree in experimental theater. Up next, we have Childish Gambino. He's a total youngin. I feel like he looks super young, and I love the way he looks. His smile is just so, it's just like the cutest thing ever. He goes, you know, his birth name is Donald Glover, but his artist name is Childish Gambino, and he is very talented. He's a unique rapper. He is an accomplished writer. He started in 30 Rock, and he went to star in another sitcom called Community. He has created some good songs with Beck, which totally Beck reminds me. When I say Beck, I think of the whole Kanye West thing that happened with him. Oh my gosh, so unnecessary. But he was also graduated with a dramatic writing degree from NYU School of the Arts. So that's really, really, really cool. And you guys remember Allo Black? Yeah. So he also has a degree. And he has an HBO series. Well, his song is the theme song for the HBO series, How to Make It in America. And the song is I Need a Dollar. So, oh my gosh. Super dope song. And he has also made huge hits like Wake Me Up. And this song is produced by Avicii. He has 2 degrees, actually, both from USC, one in linguistics and another in psychology. And finally, MIA. I don't know if you guys remember her. MIA, she's definitely gone. MIA. We haven't really heard from her now. Now, she was the artist for the hits Paper Planes. She's also worked with Madonna. She has also featured in songs like Swagger Like Us, you know, with T.I., Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Lil Wayne. She sold millions and millions of records worldwide, you know, but before she was this famous, she earned her degree in fine art, film, and video from London's Central St. Martin's College Art and Design. Now, this gives us hope, everybody. This gives us hope that you don't just have to be somebody who is uneducated. You can totally get your degree and not be like, I guess, I don't know, what's the word? You can be educated, get your degree, and, you know, just not be called out on because you're going to school. No, it doesn't have to be that way. Who says that it's not cool to go to school? Hey, that rhymed. But yeah, anyways, we're going to take another quick break. So before you go, you know, just keep on listening because you know you want to hear the latest gossip going on. Have tons more for you. So stick it on out, everybody. We only have a couple more minutes left, but that's all right. Quick break. Losing my voice. Got to get some water.
You can't understand, we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV, look greedy. Uh-huh. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 Chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. Uh-uh. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Uh-huh. Now give me the catalog, I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
6 cars and power to 5 big stars. CEO
barber shop, smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
You make me feel so good.
Come on.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Dumaze got the ladies,
yeah, yeah.
DuPuff drive Mercedes,
yeah, yeah.
Take hits from the 80s,
yeah, yeah.
But do it sound so crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
For me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, a tattoo, a SC, smoke my Nestle, Nomad rap, ass cat, where my check be? Problem with y'all, I said directly.
That's right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat, from no holy shows to menage a sweet.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet, getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Bad
yeah.
Boy, you make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you make
boy.
Me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Alright everybody, we are back. Yes, I am still alive, although my voice is killing me today. Sorry about that. But I'd like to end it with a good story, a happy story. And now this is with John Legend. Oh my gosh, love the man. He is just a total package. He is not only an artist, but he is a philanthropist. And now he has recently launched a campaign to end mass incarceration. Now he has announced that this initiative called Free America on Monday, so, and just today, and he is going to visit and perform at a correctional facility on Thursday in Austin, Texas. And he's also going to be a part of the press conference with state legislators, you know, to discuss what's going on with the Texas criminal justice system. He says, "We have a serious problem with incarceration in this country. It's destroying families, it's destroying communities, and we're the most incarcerated country in the world. When you look deeper and look at the reasons why we got to this place, we as a society made some choices politically and legislatively, culturally, to deal with poverty, deal with mental illness in a certain way, and that way usually involves using incarceration. I could not have said that any better. I definitely agree with John Legend and his attempt to end mass incarceration, because we are the number one country in the world with the highest incarceration rates. And he's also going to be visiting a California state prison and co-host a criminal justice event in Washington, D.C. this month. Now, that campaign is also going to include help from other artists, which we don't know yet. And he's just saying that I'm just trying to create some more awareness to this issue and trying to make some real change legislatively. We're not the only ones. There are senators that are looking into this, like Rand Paul, Cory Booker. There are other nonprofits that are looking at this, and I just want to add my voice to that. Now, this award Legend speech at the Academy Awards also, you know, resembled this sort of thing when he was speaking with the rapper Common for the song Glory, you know, from the film Selma. And the singer also had an early victory for his campaign with the approval of Prop 47 in California, you know, which took place in November, that calls for shoplifting, forgery, fraud, petty theft, and possession of small amounts of drugs, including cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, misdemeanors, instead of felonies. Now, he says that once you have a tag of a felony on your name, it's hard for you to do anything. And getting those reduced to misdemeanors really impact a lot of lives, and we hope to launch more initiatives like that around the country. think it's a great thing that he's doing. He's definitely having his voice heard, and he has a lot of powers, especially because he has a large following in the community, in the Black community. So I think that he can totally just make a big difference all around. And I am excited to see where this goes. I'm excited to see, you know, what else he has in store for this initiative. So a round of applause for John Legend. Yeah, there we go. Now, we are all done for today, but I had lots of fun speaking on the latest gossip, because who doesn't love some juicy gossip up in here? And with that, my friends, I end this, so stay tuned for next week. Keep on listening to radio.dominican.edu and listen every Monday for the Hollywood Pileup, where we give you a taste of Hollywood gossip, feuds, and my favorite segment, Rich People Problems, because hey, who doesn't like making fun of that? So everybody have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Hope it hasn't been going that long for you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Summertime.